Blog Talk Radio.
Elliot.
Yes.
Yeah, we're on live. I apologize. I've been looking at you in the queue room, but I couldn't log in. And the phone was going off. Everything was getting hectic. I'm like, I hope he doesn't hang up. Everything was happening all at once. But I'm glad you stayed in there. We're live right now, but I'm used to dancing in the moment. I work good under pressure, so I hope you have your bootstraps laced up. Okay.
I'm good.
Okay. Well, listeners, you got it. You here at Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio. That is our guest, Ken Elliott. Okay. We had some technical difficulties a few minutes ago, but we're here. So we're going to get this show started. This is Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio. Thank you to the listeners and the guests for joining us here. And as we like to clarify every show here at Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio, this is the show about promoting and learning how to take control of our life. Okay? And if I didn't say it, I'm Killane Greenwood, your host, the urban life coach, the one and only. Okay. Taking control of our life is what this show is about, and not letting life take control of us. Okay. So we really, really try to do that and mean that. And this is why we have the guests. Okay. And in doing that, the show is also about living our highest self in all the areas of our life. Living our highest self, living, you know, that satisfaction, that highest, whether it's in our relationship, whether it's in our health, whether it's in our finances, career, in our social life, you know, and our learning, and this is why we have the guests, and that's why it's real important, because they are experts and trained to help find out what's stopping us, and then giving us tips, techniques, or they can guide us to getting raising our satisfaction level, you know, in that area, i.e. relationships, okay? So it's also about love and kindness, okay, and alleviating the barriers and challenges that we face. All right, let's get it moving here. The episode title here for today is called Ancient Secrets of Manifesting Revealed. Just listen to it. We'll explain it, but Ancient Secrets of Manifesting Revealed. And our guest here is Ken Elliott. And a little bit of background on Ken Elliott is, okay, first off, he has over 20 years teaching manifesting. Okay. Interesting, you say, right? Well, this is what the show's about, and we're going to show you how it can help your quality of life better. Okay. And this is what we do here. Also, with teaching manifesting in our lives, he's a speaker, coach, author, artist. Some of his work, you can catch him doing workshops newsletters. He also, you know, you can have lessons and sessions with him. Okay. And we're going to get, you're going to get the contact information. You're going to get all that, his books that he's written. We're going to give you all that. But first, let's meet Ken Elliott. But this is what I like, what he says. Quote, what you are thinking directly influences your life. Interesting. We don't think about that, huh? About all the stuff that's going on in our mind, some good, some healthy, unhealthy, negative, positive, empowering, unempowering. But what if what you were thinking was actually hurting you? We're going to find out. Ken Elliott, welcome to the show.
Wow, thank you for letting me on the show. It's an honor to be here. I'm so happy to speak with you and all the people listening. I want to qualify a couple of things. You said I had 20 years experience teaching. What I was doing for 20 years was manifesting things, and I was very good at it, but I didn't know what I was doing. and we'll get into that. So thank you for that intro. And how much time do we have on the show? How long are we going on today?
Well, we're in 21 minutes. The last five. So we got about 14 minutes. A good 14, 15 minutes.
Okay, ready, set, go. Yeah, what questions would you like to ask?
Well, you know, hey, let them know what you do. How do you help people?
Okay. Well, this is very simple. Fortunately, I came across someone who is incredibly gifted, psychic. She hates that word. She's much, much more than someone who's psychic. And she's so very, very sensitive that she can see what you think. What does that mean? If you give somebody a dirty look in traffic, she can see that. Somebody called me, and I haven't known this person, Judy Goodman. I hadn't known her very long, and a stranger called me and started describing, trying to help me out, because she said, you don't understand who you're working with here, what she can do. And she told me she can go out of body. That means she can go to the other side and come back. She does that every night. Fully psychic, she can hold objects and know things. If you talk to her, she can see the movie playing. She can see into the body, an enormous slate of gifts. And one of the things this person told me is that last year it was Judy's birthday, and this person sent Judy a bouquet of flowers in thought. She thought of the bouquet of flowers, called Judy the next morning. Judy was out in the Caribbean somewhere. She didn't even know where Judy was, but she sent them to Judy, not in care of the hotel room. And the next day, she called Judy, and Judy said, yes, I did get the bouquet of flowers you sent, and I know they came from you because there was an energy signal on it. Now, this all sounds a little woo-woo, but the bottom line was this woman sent a specific item, and Judy could see it in the spirit realm, not the physical world. She's sensitive enough she could see it in the spirit realm. So the very next day, I started sending Judy things in thought and did that for, almost 20 years. And I had 100% success rate. I would send her the thing, and she would get it. Now, I had 100% success rate because thought just makes things. It's a law. Gravity is a law. If you decide to hold something out at arm's length and let it go, gravity will pull it to the ground. And gravity doesn't judge who you are, or how smart you are, or how gifted you are, whatever. Gravity just pulls things to the ground. And your thoughts make things, and that's all they do. It's a law. So although I didn't know what I was doing, Judy saw it every time because my thoughts would make this every time. So I wrote this book, Manifesting 1, 2, 3, and You Don't Need Number 3. And basically what it is this. After sending her many, many objects, and sometimes I did these in real time, and it's all in the book, and boy, this is so simple. That's what people say. This is so easy. My gosh, there's so many manifesting books, but this is the basic information of how this works. We have been wishing and hoping, making vision boards and wish lists, and I support all of this. I support prayer, all of this, all these forms of asking. prayer is a wholly another thing. There's a pun. I can't tell you how that works, but your thoughts will make things. And my friends can watch them, and Judy's not the only one. She can watch these form up in real time. This is how everything that's ever been invented was made. You think of it, it starts to form up. If it didn't happen as an accident, or it didn't grow out of the ground naturally, or it wasn't God's will, then it was made by somebody. And the world is full of inventions. Think of this as an app on your phone. And anything you think of, you have the tool to make it happen. Imagine you're a genie. I love this one. You can sit in your chair and you start to think of something, and it will immediately start to form in front of you. Sounds pretty fantastic.
Yeah, and I know this being, you know, this show is, as I'm a Christian, but I consider myself a little bit a mystic, you know, because as you're speaking, I know this being a Christian-centered show, you know, not centered, but every show I announce my values and my beliefs. And this year, there's a lot of scripture in the Bible. And, you know, everyone has their own inner psychology, and I don't want to take up a lot of time. But I remember when my higher power opened me up. And I can say that our thoughts are things, just as frequencies. You can't see a frequency, but I can make a phone call to you, you know, on a cell phone.
That's correct.
So something has to be there. So,
well, it doesn't have to be there, but it turns out it is. You know, you can't see air. It doesn't have to be there, but if it wasn't there, we wouldn't be alive. Well, you know, the first time out of the box, and this was a real surprise to me, and I'll do the program with this, because I can see our time is running down. The very first time I decided to send Judy something was after that woman called me. The very next day, I called Judy. I said, "I'm going to send you something in thought." She said, "Okay, what are you going to do?" I said, "Well, I'm going to think about it really hard." I don't know. She said, "Well, look, you're going to send me a gift. And because it comes from your heart, I'm going to get it every time." So what she said is the number one of this manifesting 1, 2, 3 is that you think of the thing and then you put gratitude behind it. Now, you can also have a worry. You can put fear behind that, and that will create that thing too. Your thoughts don't judge a so-called good thing from a bad thing. So I decided I would send Judy, without telling her what it was, a simple yellow rose in a little silver simple vase. And so I concentrated on that, and I let it go. Judy said, "Just take a few seconds." Well, I took a lot longer on that. I let it go. I went to work. I was worthless up until lunch. I'm thinking about this rose in a vase, and I came back, and I worked on it some more, and then I called her. I said, "Did you get the thing I sent?" First of many times I did this. She said, "I did." I said, "Well, what did you get?" She says, "Was your intention to send me a rose?" Well, I got a lump in my throat. Oh, my God, you know, that's a shock. I said, "Yes, yes." She said, "Was your intention to send me a yellow rose?" I said, "Yeah, it was." She said, "Well, that's not what I got." Now, what the heck are we doing here? What is this? I said, "What's going on? I don't understand." She said, "Listen, somebody saw your intention. They knew you were going to do this, and they wanted to get in on it. So they saw your intention and put a little something on it and sent it on its way." And I said, "No, wait a minute. We've talked about this, and I'm not going to get into the specifics of quantum since I know very little about it. We don't fully understand it anyway, so I'm not going to label it that way. But Judy and I were discussing things of that nature, and the thought is instantaneous everywhere. There's no speed of light constant. There's not a click and a, you know, put a quarter in and then it happens. It just happens. It just is instantaneously." She said, "That's right." And I said, "Well, who could take my thought and embellish it and send it on its way?" She said, "Some big guy." I said, "What do you mean, big guy?" She said, "JC." A big pause on my part. I said, "Wait a minute, what? You mean like Jesus, big guy, JC?" She said, "Uh-huh." Now, a lot of people would be very happy about that. They'd be jumping up and down, "Thank you, Jesus," and all that. There's a part of me that's going, "Oh, my God, Santa Claus is really watching what you're doing. You know, I was very conflicted about that piece of information. But from time to time, I would send Judy something, and Jesus would embellish it. And he's a great gift giver. He would do some simple little thing just to let me know that he's paying attention. And I have a lot of JC stories. I'm not what you call a religious person. I'm a very spiritual one. I've been to the other side a lot. Not nearly as much as some of my other gifted friends, but I've seen enough. And it's big over there. And JC's a get-around guy, as we like to call him, and he's okay with that. It was a good housekeeping seal of approval on this manifesting stuff right out of the box, too. So looking back, I was very happy that that he came in and embellished that first gift.
Yes, yes. When you say JC, who are you referring to?
Jesus.
Jesus Christ?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. Everyone has you know, our own belief systems and everything and inner psychologies. Mm-hmm. But what I was getting to, and then I want to get into a lot of things here real quick. Your book, your future events, contact information, other services. But I came back, you know, as I was saying before, you know, listeners, thoughts are forms, you know, and just because we can't see anything doesn't mean nothing ain't happening. Doesn't mean nothing isn't there. We may call it invisible or nothing's there, but as you was getting on the word quantum and quantum physics and everything like that, when we get down to the microbe and to the deeper, you know, there's another realm going, and it still might be physical until it gets so small it turns what we call spiritual. There's a lot of unknowns, but you witnessed, you know, things in the book that you wrote, and I believe it's the book you wrote is go ahead and give it out. It was Manifesting 1, 2, and 3, and you don't need 3, you know. And thoughts are things, and it comes from us, and it's part of this world. I mean, we have the thought in our head, so where does it go? You know, and in this world, there's so much we don't know. Our can't explain. Some of us can, as you said, you call the man JC. He was above his time, but so you know, listeners out there, give this thought. Watch your thoughts, and just. You know, we're going to get more into it, and maybe our guest here can. Okay, Ken, and maybe the listeners can get a little bit more here, so I won't do all the talking here. Okay. Now, when listeners work with you or anyone works with you,
mm-hmm.
what do they get out of working with you? How does their life change? Real quick, for time here, and with you know. A little bit of a minute or so. What does a person get?
Okay.
As a result of working?
Well, what happens, the number one of Manifesting 1, 2, 3 is you go into the future and you create a movie. Your thoughts can make the future. Now, when you do a vision board or wish list and you touch that every day, you do repeat that intention, it starts to form up on the spirit side, and my friends can see this, like a puff of smoke. Like a vapor. And if you work on this, you just touch it every day. You don't have to really work on it. And you just go back to this every day. It gets more and more form. It gets more 3D, more physical, more solid. And it becomes full color, super solid over there. And it comes into our world. And this is not in the literature. I don't know why I'm the messenger boy for this thing. I waited for somebody else to write the book for 2 years once I figured this out. But this is it. And you just got the keys of the universe. This is how you make things. This is how you worry things into existence by putting fear behind it, or how you make good things happen. So when people work with me, they get a script. We'll do 2 hours, and they're going to come away with a script. Their movie has these different scenes and what to do, and then how to take action on your fears. That's the number 2, 1, 2, 3. The number 3 is we're all very, very big, but you don't need that. You don't need that. You can go in there like a 12-year-old to make this happen.
Okay, listeners, you heard Ken here. And this next follow-up, and I know the listeners will love this here, which one or two things they can do? to get started, just give them a little tip on how they can enhance their manifesting in their life. A quick little tip, something easy they can do at home.
Some of those internal things are pretty good. You can manifest in your future. You're walking around, you imagine you're in your future. You don't have to see a scene. You can be on the couch at the end of the day in your future, and you make the observation that you're happier. You can make the observation that that thing that's nagging you at work does not exist anymore.
Yeah.
Little things like that. And you can watch those come into play relatively quickly sometimes. A matter of weeks, not years, not months.
That's funny you said that, because that's kind of like what I know and a lot of people that I study with. You know, when you mature, and I don't really call it religion, and I don't, it's just something when you mature, you can feel that you're part of this universe. You can feel the people that I study with, and we know as the person you call JC, Jesus Christ, as a master teacher and one with God. And, you know, so as I see, make it real quick, when we take on the teachings, as he said in his words, you know, whatso a man thinketh, he so be it. You know, so
yes.
Knowing that thoughts are things, you know, and it's all about teachers. When you have a teacher, and my teacher is Jesus Christ, from within as a spirit, as divine wisdom, it's just a feeling that I got, Ken, that I knew my thoughts were manifesting. And that's what I use day to day. As you spoke and as you said, when I have issues, I speak them away. Everything is fine. Everything is going as planned. Even though I'm not liking this, but somehow I know that I can use this incident in my future. It's like a domino effect to lead me to a better place. This is being used to help my life. And I just have to say that. So, you know, what you're saying, I actually, and a lot of, as my pastor and everyone, they're very mature. And we don't see as religion. If me and you spoke the things you're speaking about, you would be more than welcome at our church, because you're speaking about the things that we're already doing. You know, the mature, you know, because your thoughts, as you said, are things. They're alive. You can hear them in your head, but the question is, people think, at least I used to think, that they just remained in my head. No, they're part of this world. They're living.
The difference that I'm putting out here, because a lot of people say thoughts are things. In fact, Mike Dooley, that's a phrase of his. The difference here is we have been hoping that was true, but I've had it demonstrated to me over and over and over, and there are people who have observed how thoughts take form. We never had that information before. So it's kind of like, we all get together and we think, you know, that light switch works just about all the time. But there's been some times it didn't work. And we discuss what we can do. Maybe we need to pray about it or make some vision boards about it. And I'm not knocking religion or anybody else's thing. Ask. But you don't have to petition the light switch, because it's hooked up to the power plant. So what you heard today is your thoughts literally create things. And they start as like a whiff of smoke, and the more you stay on it, they get solid in that field that surrounds you all the time, and they will come into form. Now, that's revolutionary, and that is truly a key to the kingdom. So you don't have to wish and hope, and I'm all about praying and manifesting. In fact, last week in my newsletter on manifesting123.com, there's a story about someone who did a prayer and had a result. I'm writing up one now for this Friday, someone who did manifesting and a prayer and got an awesome result. So, I like to say I'm a belt suspenders guy. So I have a prayer life, and I manifest too.
All right, Ken, we're running out of time. I want to give you 1 minute. Let everybody know everything, include some things, your book, where they can purchase it, where they can come see you at and get some lessons and seminars, lessons and sessions with you, your contact, other information. 1 minute to you, Ken. Thanks for coming on the show, man. You really woke some people up. I know they did. Everyone wants a better life. And our thoughts, a lot of times, all the time, I truly believe, that's what's holding us back. Thoughts do create things, but you got to have the power behind it. And that power, I know,
we all have the power of God.
And you know, you got to have some power, like the God love and love. You know, you got to have that source, you know. So 1 minute to you.
I think,
go ahead.
Yeah. I think that this power that we have since birth is the ability to co-create. I think it's allowed by God, by our Creator. And it is our greatest gift. It is our greatest gift. And everybody is equally endowed to create.
We all have it. We just got to know how to use
it. Yeah, we all got it. Well, we're already doing it, but this will give you some focus and the confidence, because now you understand how these things, how thoughts are made. So we don't have to wish and hope that the lights come on, hit the switch, and hooked up the power plant, and that's it. So imagine if you're a genie and you can create anything you desire, then please do. I would offer, point yourself to happiness. And if you have something in your life that is really giving you problems, you can go into your future and you observe that doesn't exist. You do that every day, and that will start to disappear. It is that and making life, I think, are two greatest gifts in this world.
And you guys have it. As Ken Elliott, please check his book out. His book, go ahead, give a shout out to that, Ken. I believe, let me get my memory right, is Manifesting 1, 2, and 3. Please join him on his website at, I believe that is KenElliott.com and Manifesting 1, 2,
no.
and 3.
No, Manifesting123.com. And sign up for that Friday newsletter. And you're going to get some great stories. And there's over 100 stories from readers in there. And you can search them by keywords. It's wonderful, wonderful stuff, and very encouraging and very powerful. We're all equally endowed, so just go for it. Just go for it.
All right. Thank you, Ken. And check
thank
your email.
You.
Stuff for you for on the show. You woke a lot of people up. You guys, join us every next week, same time. Download us from iTunes. Support us. All social media. Love you. Urban Life Coach Ken Elliott. That is Ken Elliott with the Manifestation. Manifest your life, everyone. Thank you.